Charles Harper. Where Harper lies, the rainy streams, and wet hill heads, and hollows weeping, are swift with wind, and white with gleams, and hoarse with sounds of storms unsleeping. Fit grave it is for one whose song was tuned by tones he caught from torrents, and filled with mountain breaths and strong wild notes of falling forest currents. So let him sleep, the rugged hymns and broken lights of woods above him, and let me sing how sorrow dims the eyes of those that used to love him. As April in the wilted wold turns faded eyes on splendors waning, what time the latter leaves are old, and ruin strikes the strays remaining. So we that knew this singer dead, whose hands attuned the harp Australian, may set the face and bow the head, and mourn his fate and fortunes alien. The burden of a perished faith went sighing through his speech of sweetness, with human hints of time and death, and subtle notes of incompleteness. But when the fiery power of youth had passed away and left him nameless, serene as light and strong as truth, he lived his life untired and tameless. And far and free, this man of men, with wintry hair and wasted feature, had fellowship with gorge and glen, and learned the loves and runes of nature. Strange words of wind and rhymes of rain and whispers from the inland fountains are mingled in his various strain with leafy breaths of piney mountains. But as the undercurrents sigh beneath the surface of a river, the music of humanity dwells in his forest psalms forever. No soul was he to sit on heights and live with rocks apart and scornful. The lights of men were his delights, and common troubles made him mournful. The flying forms of unknown powers with lofty wonder caught and filled him, but there were days of gracious hours when sights and sounds familiar thrilled him. The pathos worn by wayside things, the passion found in simple faces, struck deeper than the life of springs or strength of storms and sea-swept places. But now he sleeps, the tired bard, the deepest sleep. And lo, I proffer these tender leaves of my regard with hands that falter as they offer.